Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先告诉大家一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。大家微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。这些奖品啊，都是我们为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买的。大家坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。大家快去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。Max, have you ever thought about being a model?
No, but actually when I was 15, a few middle-aged women said to me that I should be a model.
Really? Not one, but a few women? They were not wearing glasses?
No. When I was in my teens, I was quite good looking. But I really didn't think about that. Didn't really take it seriously. Maybe I should have given that a try, though.
应该试一试的。不过其实当模特也不是一件简单的事情啊。尤其是你没有经过专业的训练，你想走 T 台呢，还真的挺难的。
But I know there's a village supermodel who went viral these days.He made his own clothes and then shot and posted short videos of him catwalking.
Yeah, right. I didn't expect you knew him. Max 讲的就是这个把垃圾袋变成奢侈品的野生超模，他叫做鹿仙人。然后这个模特呢，我们用这个单词啊 ，model， 超模就是 supermodel。他自己的头衔是乡村超模 ，village supermodel， 也有人叫他野生超模 ，wild supermodel.
I find his story.Quite interesting and inspiring. We can talk about that today if you like.
Yeah, sure. 那我们今天就来聊聊鹿仙人这位超模吧。关于今天的内容啊，也欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, do you know how old he was when he rose to fame for his videos?
Fame, 这就是名气的意思啊。Rise to fame, 过去式是 rose to fame.也就是 become famous, 出名这个意思。我记得他自己是99年的。And he rose to fame last year at 21, I guess.
So he's sort of an early bloomer.
Early bloomer? That means?
That means he develops or excels at an unusually young age.
啊，就是年少成名。Bloom 就是花，开花的意思。Early bloomer, 开花很早的人，其实就是说很早出名的人。确实我看过他有一个采访啊。视频里他就说自己是年少成名 He became famous at a young age.
You know, the formal word we can say is precocious or precociousness.
Precocious, 也是年少成名的。
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, but I've seen his practice videos. He really worked hard and practiced the catwalk every day.
Right. And because he had no access to any professional training, he learned to catwalk by imitation from fashion show videos. 这个猫步啊，我们就用 catwalk.因为他也没有经过专业的训练嘛，他就通过自己模仿那些走秀视频，然后每天练习，走起来真的非常带劲。
Yeah, he can really walk like a model, a top model. He keeps his pace smooth and natural, movements controlled, and his expressions strong.
You really know how to praise a model. 真的知道怎么来夸奖一个模特啊，不就是说他们有台风，对吧？像模特有台风，这种台风大气。大家不要真的说 stage wind, 其实就是想说他们非常自信大气。Their walk or their pace is smooth, confident, and with style.
And what wowed me the most is not his pace, but the clothes he made himself.
Me too. 鹿仙人真的就是披着毛毯踩着猫步火起来的。他也没有超模的衣服嘛，所以就地取材，什么编织袋呀、竹叶呀、红薯叶啊、稻草啊，都是他的超模服装。
Right. By his aesthetic talent, Lu designed and made couture using ready materials from bamboo sticks, plastic bags, and even an air conditioner.
Bamboo stick, 就是竹竿, plastic bag, 塑料袋, but an air conditioner, 空调? I haven't seen that video.
Oh, he used the air conditioner as a bag. He not only made clothes, but also accessories.
空调当这个挎包有才。你刚才用到了一个单词，这个发音有点奇怪。You said he designed and made couture. What is couture?
Couture is a French word. It means the design and production of expensive and fashionable clothes.
Like designer's clothes?
Exactly.
Oh, 所以这个词一听就是个法语词。其实意思就是说呢，高级服装也是高定啊，听上去就比较洋气一点啊。He's able to make couture. 而且他自己做的衣服啊，我觉得还有的挺好看的。他比较有审美。这个审美呢，就可以用到这个单词 aesthetic. 审美标准可以说 aesthetic standard, 或者直接做一个名词。
Yep, because of his aesthetic appreciation, he's got a lot of fans and they commented he's undeniably talented. Every piece he has made is wearable.
Undeniably talented, 不可否认的有天分，这就是粉丝夸的彩虹屁啊。但其实啊，他一开始发这些视频的时候，还是有很多人骂他的，说他不男不女，哗众取宠。At the beginning, it was hard for him.
Yeah, did you know, when I was younger, I made a jacket from a napkin.
Napkin?
Yeah, yeah. Like a cloth napkin you get in restaurants.
And then?
And then I gave it to a girl and she wore it.
So it was a girl's napkin?
Yeah, no, it's kind of. Anyway, she liked it and then she threw it away.
I can imagine that.
To be honest, his costumes are in need of some talent, but are also bizarre.
Yeah, you're right.像你做的那个衣服比较 bizarre, 那像他做的衣服也比较 bizarre. It means very strange or unusual, 就是说怪异的、不寻常的。还有个副词 bizarrely. For example, some people think Lou is bizarrely dressed.
And his early works were ridiculed as many thought of him as a funny clown dressed in bizarre costumes.
Right, funny clown. 有人觉得他是搞笑的小丑，这个嘲笑就有点过了。
Here we use the word ridicule. It means to make fun of somebody.
Yeah, we know another word, ridiculous. 太荒唐了，愚蠢的，可笑的 is so ridiculous. 所以这里就是一个动词 ridicule, 就是嘲笑。
It can also be used as a noun. For example, Lou was an object of ridicule when he first posted those videos.
Object of ridicule, 被嘲笑的对象。But luckily, he managed to transform.From the object of ridicule to the model on the international runway.
Right. Runway is another word we should know. It has the same meaning as catwalk, a raised structure along which models walk in a fashion show.
我们平常说 T 台，但英语其实不说 T stage， 更地道的表达就是个 runway， 可以跑的路，可以指飞机跑道。但是在美式英语中呢，就是 T 台的意思。
I once saw a report on Lou, and the title goes, Meet the Village Supermodel, from China's countryside to international runways.
从中国的乡村走上了国际的 T 台 international runway. 而且啊，他不仅走上国际 T 台，他还上了米兰时装周。
That's why I think he is inspiring. His story serves to inspire even more content creators, as his efforts and persistence to his dream...make it possible to a person at the Milan Fashion Week.
对，真的，他的故事呢还是比较激励人的。一个好的内容创作者呢，凭借自己的努力和坚持是可以实现自己梦想的。这个努力和坚持就可以说 effort and persistence.
I remember him saying he has had a supermodel dream since he was 10, still in primary school. He saw a fashion show on TV when he felt it was so cool to do that on the runway.
对。他是十岁的时候呢，看模特走秀，觉得太酷了，一直就有一个超模梦。现在我觉得他也算是实现了自己的梦想吧。
Maybe he can't be counted as a real top model, but he's truly a top wild model.
是的，最强的野生超模。那我们今天聊这么多呢，肯定有更多人也认识了陆先人。不知道大家是怎么看他的故事的呢？欢迎你们留言告诉我们呀。
All right, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Okay.那最后再提醒大家啊，我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, thank you so much for listening. This is Max.
This is Summer. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。